Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oregon, I have to play a little of this just for you this morning.
And now the end is near. So I face.
No, the end is not near.
Final curtain.
Orion Samuelson retiring after 60 years at WGN. And by the way, our TV interview, Orion, now scheduled for between 9:30 and 10 p.m. across the country. It'll be on News Nation, WGN America, Friday night between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. Looking forward to seeing that. Because I'm told they had a hard time editing it down to a few minutes because you were so interesting.
Well, it's been an interesting career so far, and I don't anticipate that it will end from the standpoint of activity and my interest in agriculture and my interest in people and 4-H and FFA and all of the other events and activities I've been involved in for the past 60 years, because I'm not going to lose my interest in agriculture and in helping people understand what it takes to put food on their table, clothes on their back, a roof over their head, and now energy in the fuel tank. So
well, that sounds good to all of us. And who am I going to talk to when I have an email like this or a text like this? This is about our McRib discussion. Hey, Bob, just some more info for Marianne. At any point in time, the U.S. government has approximately 600 million pounds of pork in cold storage, part of our food security program. They have to rotate that out of stock before it gets too old for consumption. McDonald's buys part of that at a greatly reduced price and uses it for McRibs. Notice that McRib is only offered a couple times a year. By the way, I'm a fourth generation farmer who has raised cattle and hogs. Love your show. So we're okay eating the McRib now, in spite of my wife's criticism. Is that right?
I think you are, yeah. Because I've been eating them for, well, not quite 86 years, but I've been eating them a long time, and it's one of the promotions that McDonald's started years ago, and it continues to sell out for them. As a matter of fact, I get emails from people saying, do you know when the McRibs are coming back? And McDonald's does not call me to tell me when, but I think I can find out. We've been challenged in the meat industry this year because of the COVID-19 situation and the working conditions that the people have to go under when they do any kind of a meat product. You know, I've said over and over, we do not have a shortage of food, but we do have a shortage of labor because of the COVID-19 thing that takes it all the way from the farm to the processing plant to the trucks that take it to the McDonald's and the supermarkets and the meat counters across the country. And that's the challenge that we have with food. We can produce it, but getting it processed because of COVID-19 has been a real challenge. And the processing plants, I think, have done a fairly good job, considering this, the what's happening right now, have done a fairly good job of protecting the workers and getting the product off to the supermarket counter.
And in addition to all these kinds of questions for Orion, lately, a lot of mail and a lot of feedback like this from Gene. Congratulations and thank you to Orion, a gentleman diplomat and exemplary role model. The listeners have been really demonstrating an outpouring of affection for you, Orion.
And I'm blessed by that. I'm glad I've done some things that bring that kind of response. And that's one of the reasons I've been here this long, because of the audience, of the listeners, of people I work with like you. And so that's what I'm going to miss the most. But I think I'll still get to county fairs and state fairs and other activities that I enjoy. And, of course, during my career, I've had the opportunity to interview 9 presidents and work with more than 24 secretaries of agriculture. And we do have a new secretary of agriculture who is an old secretary of agriculture, because President-elect Joe Biden has picked Tom Vilsack, former governor of Iowa, to be his secretary of agriculture. And in my memory, I can't remember a secretary who has served 2 terms at different times, but Barack Obama picked Tom Vilsack to serve as his secretary of agriculture. So I've had the opportunity to interview him quite a few times. And as I say, to me, this is unusual that a secretary will come back a couple of terms later to be secretary again.
We talk about Orion's sort of fling with the possibility of being the Secretary of Agriculture himself. But in that TV interview we mentioned at the top here that's going to be on News Nation Friday night, one of the things that I don't know that I ever heard the story, and we talk about it on television, is the fact that you were laid up for quite a long time, and that may have played a part in your interest in radio, correct?
Correct, because I always say, don't evaluate a happening when it happens. Give it some time to work out. Because when I came out of the 8th grade country school, and we didn't get diplomas at country schools, but at that point, I came down with Legge-Perthes disease, which is the deterioration of the thigh bone that goes into the hip. And the only solution at that time was, don't put any weight on it. Kid, don't step on it. So I couldn't walk for 2 years. Spent the 2 years in bed, in a wheelchair, on crutches. I'm pretty good on crutches, by the way. and that changed me. And I not had the disease, I might still be milking cows in Wisconsin, because that was the thought of my dad, that I would just take over the dairy farm that he took over from his parents. So don't evaluate a happening when it happens. Give it some time, because what a change it made in my life and in my career. And here I am 60 years later, getting ready to shut up.
Well, listen, that event turned out to be lucky for you and lucky for all of us. And we will keep in touch for sure. And don't be surprised, Orion, if one morning here I run out of material again and call you up for a chat.
Well, I can make something up anytime. By the way, WGN will continue to feature agriculture. Steve Alexander will be sitting in front of this microphone when I move away from the microphone. And Steve grew up on a farm out near the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. He knows agriculture. Besides, he's a good guy. So
yes, indeed. We're lucky to have Steve. And Orion, I will not say goodbye. I'll say see you down the road. But for all of the listeners and all of us who've had the good fortune to work with you, we thank you. We hope you enjoy the next phase of your life. Good health and happiness to you and Gloria. And don't forget News Nation, WGN America, between 9:30 and 10 Friday night.
I'll be watching, and the best to you, my friend.